Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight recap. Two more weeks of this crap, right? I think I heard that. I got some... it was a good show today because I think my wish is going to come true.
We shall see. We shall see. So let's get you caught up. If this is your first time checking us out, here's the deal. So Terrell is not a big fan of reality TV. And as such, he made a deal with the devil. I have no idea why, but he did. And said that he would never watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Well, guess what? Lo and behold, ABC says, voila. Let me introduce you to Matt James. And so he was stuck watching the show, being the great friend that I am. You know what I did? I watched that stupid ass show with him. But in return, he had to watch one of my shows because I like reality TV. So here we are, season 13, Married at First Sight, and perfect for Terrell, who is in Texas. He's a Texas guy, and this one's in Houston, right down the street, a place you have lived, a place I try to avoid for many reasons. You know, as we go through these couples today, let's start with your favorite very Texas couple, Jose and Rachel.
Jose and Rachel. Funny about this episode because I've been to Brenham a few times. And so there's really not much to do out there besides to go sit in a ranch in a barn house. But, I won't waver from what I've said about Jose and Rachel ever since the Jose blow up. I think that he's somebody that's a time bomb. They look great. I mean, everything about this is going well for them. And it seems like they're clicking, but there's just something in his eye that I'm just like, this dude's going to snap and do it again. And Rachel could only have herself to blame at that point, so you chose to stay.
We've seen that thing in his eye. It's called, get the fuck out. And, I don't know how I locked the door. I mean, it was just, I protect my premises when I sleep. Even though I know my wife is outside.
Yeah.
We've seen this. We know exactly what's on his mind. That twinkle in his eye is crazy.
It is. I just really think there's just something about this dude that when he gets pissed, it's all going to be all about him. And so, I hate to see anybody not work out. But if you were to ask me would I buy into them working out, nope.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And here's one of the things I noticed about this, man. Jose is so self-absorbed that it's frustrating. Like, take, for instance... They're driving to, this secluded area ranch thing in Texas, and she's having a conversation with him, and he is totally ignoring her, and then brings up what she said later. So he heard her, and she even said it. Oh, so you heard me? Which, that's how self-absorbed this guy is. Until I'm ready to talk about it, it doesn't exist. You can't be that way. And trust me, for me, I can't say I've never ignored a woman like that before. But when I did, it's because I just wasn't interested. And it was like, I really don't care what you have to say. So.
Yeah, totally. And if you watch how he is in the one-on-one conversations with Rachel. But then when he comes out to everyone else, he just seems to be this like awesome guy. Right? That everything about him is great. And it's like people that are like that, there's just a little shadiness to him. But you're right. He is very self-absorbed. It's all about him. And I think that's going to be the interesting thing once they try to merge their lives together in his house that he paid for and the other house that he owns and everything that's about him.
Yeah.
Seeing how that works out is going to be really interesting. So I think they will successfully complete the show married, but I'd be curious, 6 months, a year down the line, what happened.
After Summer Rachel, hot girl Summer Rachel came out over this past summer, did they really make it? That's the question. But who we both said wasn't going to make it, they were a very boring couple from the very beginning. They're still boring now, even though they spiced it up. Just a dash. Not even a salt bay, just a little.
Go on now.
Ryan and Brett. I mean, obviously, Ryan could care less about Brett's convo on the way to the ranch. He was just like, are we there yet? In his head, though, because he wasn't trying to have any conversation with her.
Oh, his face was showing it. He was doing that thing that guys do when we're in the car with somebody we don't want to be in a car with. We don't want to hear him. We start looking and reading every sign, every street name, every store name, everything. And he just kept just looking. He's not really paying attention to her. But you're right. He's never been attracted to her. And that's all it really boils down to. He's not attracted to her, but he's been a bit of an ass about it the whole time. But kudos to Brett for like standing her ground to say, yeah. Hey, look, I need you to speak to me. Say whatever you want to say, but just freaking say it. I have a lot of respect for Brett for doing that.
My question, though, is, I mean, what made him think that, all right, I'm not going to sleep in the same bed with you in the crib, but hey, you know, we're here on this couples retreat. Yeah, we're going to sleep in the same bed. You know, here's the thing. If you ignore somebody and give them certain energy, because you know when you're doing that, right? And you right. almost want them to pick up on that energy. So just because he goes, yeah, well, I'm going to try now. Well, at what point do you think that she's going to just be still trying? No, she's just like, fuck it, I'm done. So now he's like, well, I'm going to do her a favor. I'm going to sleep in the same bed as her. And she's like, get the fuck out. And I loved it. Thank you. Yeah. Kudos.
Yeah, kudos, Brett. Ryan's just like, well... He treated it like it was her birthday. You know, it's like sex. You've been with someone for, you know, many years, and it's like, well, it's your birthday.
Guess we'll I'm going to tell you that. You keep that birthday treat to yourself. You understand? And don't bring that shit around. Oh, it's your birthday here. We can do this. No. Mm-mm. Keep that shit. Yeah. If you're not going to do it when it's just because, then don't bring it.
Yeah. Well, but I also think maybe that Ryan is used to having these women just kind of fall over him all the time. He's just used to that. And so he doesn't have all this interest in Brett. But as soon as Brett rejects him, he's like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Do you know who I am?
Well,
do you see my truck?
It's also. Have you seen the size of my truck?
Have you seen my truck? Did you see that deer head in my room?
She's like, yes, but I've also seen you when you get out of the shower. It wasn't that cold.
The date, the skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This is another way that Ryan is very pompous.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, he likes doing the shit that he's really good at.
Mm-hmm.
That makes him look good. So he's from the country. He's shotguns and all that. So he's doing something that mainly only he liked. Bao did it, but I mean, you know that Brett doesn't want to go shoot guns.
Hold up. You're in the country. What do you mean the things he does? Because they're in the friggin' country. You said there's nothing to do out there. Yeah, go try something new.
I think that's what you do when your relationship's in a good place.
Okay.
If your relationship is not in a good place, you don't say, hey, come do the shit that I like doing, and hopefully that's going to turn you on. We're going to sleep in the same bed.
Who knows? Gunshots have done some amazing things to people sometimes. You know, Gil and Merla, I know you're thinking right now, oh, this could be looking in your favor. But I'm sorry to tell you, he even brought the dog along. That tells you how far Merla has come, okay? Merla is a dog lover right now. If that dog decides to walk away, even though the dog was like, yo, hey, you need to calm down. Enjoy the space. It's nice inside. but I got to ask, am I the only person that literally laughed out loud when they opened the door and she tripped before she walked in? She's like, don't show that.
I saw that. I'm like, you know, hey, we all trip. We fall down, but we get... So my prayer warriors really did a good job this week because...
All minus Merla, 10 of you.
Merla straight up Merlet this week. You know, after they do the horseback riding and like Gil sit down, she's like, that's all right. I wish it felt like she complains about everything. There is nothing that she has ever done on this show where she was just like, wow, that was awesome without adding some extra. And Gil is seeing it. He has to decide, is this what I want to be with the rest of my life? Because he will never make her 100% happy. There's nothing that'll make her 100% happy. And Gil appreciates the little things. You know, Gil's that kind of guy with a group of friends, couples group, let's go rent a barn and Brenham, let's just hang out. That's not Merla's jam. And so I don't see them working, and Gil's got to realize that you've been putting up with all this and no sex. And I mean, what does he really think if they decide to stay married, that they're sleeping together that night? No.
Look, here's the thing, and this is why I say they can work, right? I've always said this. Before I got married, I said this a long time ago. And it doesn't make me a genius. It doesn't even make me right. But I said, marriage is all about, can you deal with the thing you don't like about that person for the rest of your life, right? He already knows what he doesn't like about her. And he understands how to joke about it, have fun with it, and whatnot. The question is, at what point is he going to be fed up with it? And does he realize it before decision day that he's going to be fed up with it? However, he has yet to get to the end of the rainbow. I think Gil's going to stick it out. He's like, I put in all this goddamn work. We're going to have some gold at the end of this rainbow. I mean, now, it may turn out to be bronze, but I'm just saying.
That's fool's gold.
He going to have some Ursha books.
Yeah. No, I pray that Gil is smart enough not to even think that way. Because you can tolerate what you need to tolerate for the duration of the show. Which right. is what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He is not going to tolerate that mindset forever because he keeps talking about it. Every time she does it, mm-hmm. that's the thing. Now, again, if you know how guys are, if the everything else about her was great and the sex with her was amazing and then you have all this never satisfied stuff, you can put up with it. But no, it's not going to work. Thank you, Prayer Warriors, this week. You did your job. You did the damn thing. I appreciate it. I think Merla showed her ass this week, and Gil needed it, and I really appreciated it.
You have no idea how good her sex is. She may blow his mind.
She could, but then she's going to complain about it afterwards. She's going to have something to say about it.
I had a drop of sweat.
Yeah, you sweated on me. Why'd you mess my hair up? Duh. Like, every something's going to be an issue, and you're going to be like, are you serious?
There's an eyelash out of place. Yeah.
All on my stomach. What are you doing?
You know, I think one of the things I realize about this next couple, Johnny and Bao, is that Johnny is still a fucking idiot. That's it. Yeah, I have nothing else to contribute to that. I mean, other than that, he's an idiot. And to be quite honest, when they were like, oh, where should we sleep? And he's worried about the sleeping arrangements. I like what they end up doing. But the minute he said that, I was like, the floor, the living room, or outside? How about that?
Yeah, well, I think what this episode has said is that Johnny's done and Bao's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's done with it. Like, you could just tell that she's done. And I think at the end when she was saying, I think we're finally on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, that was some stuff, that was some, like, women Jedi stuff, like, you know, I think you're right. I agree with you. So I think that they both have now decided it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. Johnny is being a drama queen. I loved how they.
Oh, perfect.
That, yeah, that was hilarious. I was like, yeah, get him. That was funny. And then when they said who would be in rehab, everybody's like, Johnny.
You know what else I loved about this episode too? It was when they were all sitting together and they're like, how are things going? And Johnny's like, well, you know, and Gil's like, no, actually, we don't. Like, you know, that's the Gil that you didn't like, but he did it for, you know, dealing with Merlin, telling all their business. But the fact that he was the one person to call him out, like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
So basically saying, speak up, man up.
Gil's like, spill the tea, Johnny. What's going on?
See, you're going back to Gossip Gil. I'm just going on. Gil was like, man up. Grab your sack and say what's on your mind.
It's the one thing I appreciate about this episode. We didn't have any of the crazy Johnny side eye in this episode where he has the cheekbones flaring up.
Yeah.
Because he's so angry. There was none of that. But for his whole goal to spend this weekend and not to purposely try not to interact and not do all that, I think that's just weak. But that's just a sign that they're done. And he doesn't realize he has problems.
Yeah, he has no idea that he's the actual problem. And you know he's the problem, especially by this one line that I thought was the best line of the season so far, until somebody comes with a better one. And it comes from Bao when she said, I did not come here to be disrespected by a man who is not worth my time. That line right there. Yo, kudos to Bao for that, because that shit was right on point. I wasn't on Twitter today as we watched the show. I could only imagine women going, Jesus, let me write that down. You're going to see that in captions on Instagram, you know, because, you know, women usually take Drake lyrics. That's like a Drake lyric.
But kudos for her for recognizing her self-worth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happens a lot of times in relationships where I think it was Rachel that was talking about, why am I so going crazy for somebody who doesn't really care? They're not texting me back and they're doing all that. So I think all these are good lessons for people that you got to love yourself first. And if someone's not treating you the way you want to be treated.
Right.
Exit.
Exactly. Speaking of moving on. One person tried to in this episode and the other was like, yeah, hold up. But I got to point out because we get to Zach and Michaela, right? Before we get to the whole blow up, because we know that I'm actually surprised that they got to the entire blow up in this episode. I thought they were going to drag us on to the 55th minute and then be like, he turns over the chair and they go, next week.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the beginning of the episode. Remember, she said she had an appointment. My question to you. What do you think Michaela's appointment was? Because I'm betting it was a tune-up from an old friend.
Hey, big head.
W-I-D.
Yeah. I could really use a friend to talk before I go on this trip. I don't know. You know, I would hope maybe it was a therapy session because it seemed like the conversations...
Sorry, it seemed my like, bad, sorry.
The way she was talking today, it seemed like she's been trying to process and figure things out and not be as emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought was interesting today is that before today, I just felt like Zach was an ass. Mm-hmm. And he kind of is. But I see what he's talking about because once Michaela was like, you can leave. And then he was like, I'm not gonna let you drive back without me. She's like, no, bye, bye, and all that, and calling her sister. And then he's like, nope, I'll stay. And then she's like, no, you can go. So then he's like, fine. She starts to go. Now she doesn't want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it got all weird, right? And then that part where they rewound and played the 10 minutes earlier when she really said, I'll ride with you, and then she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole flip out after that, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I see what Zach's talking about is this 0 to 100.
But kind of think about it. That started on the couch outside, not the couch, but the patio furniture outside when they're having a conversation and he says something and she just and now, if you remember correctly from last week's episode, I remember Khaki saying, I do not need to know what set Michaela off. That type of behavior is unacceptable. And I agree. However, we cannot ignore the fact that Zach has toyed with her emotions this entire time. And guys have to take responsibility for that part of it. We can't just go, oh, she's crazy. Now, I've known some crazy women. I mean, I've said some crazy shit based on some crazy shit, right? However, you got to look at it, and you've said this at times too. You got to look back and see, what did you do to contribute to this reaction? Because if it's just the automatic blow up, that's one thing. But this is a reaction to Zach doing shit. Like, Zach always wanted to go home. Zach says, I don't think we need to stay together when this is over. And then she goes, okay, well, let's sleep in separate rooms. And then he's like, well, I'm just going to go home then. No. Why? And then you're mad that she moves out? Come on. So these mixed messages that he keeps sending, and then he's excited to go, oh, yeah, let's sleep in the same bed. Why? Because he wants to get some. And I get it. Michaela's a firecracker. So you know she's a firecracker. And at that point, you understand why he wants to spend the night. But Zach, those are mixed messages. And when you think she's crazy already, you don't send mixed messages. Rule number 1 through 100.
That's a very valid point because I think Zach is scared of Michaela. And that's part of why he gives the mixed messages. He's in survival mode. So, I mean, I don't blame her for losing her shit because when I heard Zach say, look, we're going to get the divorce and then we'll date and see if it could work.
Stupidest
I was like,
shit
are ever. You shitting me? Are you shitting me that she's just going to be like, yeah, that's cool. Like, that makes no sense. And then to be like, are you ready for marriage? Yes, I'm ready for marriage. I'm just not to be ready for marriage with you.
No, he said, I wrote this quote down. Marriage with you No, marriage is not harder than I expected. Marriage with you is harder than I expected. What the fuck did you think she was going to say or do after you say that to her?
Exactly, because all you're telling her is, you're the problem. All this stuff would be great if it wasn't for you. And that's really what he said. And so how was she supposed to take that? Mm-hmm. Now, did she go a little over the edge? Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
She did.
But he knew she was going to do that.
But he knew she was going to do that. You know, and I'm just like, dude, why would you tell somebody that? That just, I mean, just to even, I've never heard someone say, you know what, we should get a divorce and then let's date and see how it goes.
Michaela reacted the way we all wanted Bao to react when Johnny was like, I don't even like her. I wanted to see him say that shit to Michaela, because you know that blowout would have been epic.
Yeah, and then Michaela has that mouth. You know, they're in the bed talking. She's like, shut the fuck up. Let me talk. Because I don't know about you. I've not been in a relationship where someone looked at me and said, shut the fuck up. Let me talk, to cut me off. Mm-mm. I don't know how I'd handle that. Because I'd be like,
You know what? You're right. I've been not in the shut the fuck up part, but I will say this. High school prom. My girl at the time.
You went back that far.
I went back that far. She told me, shut up. I didn't talk to her for the rest of the night. I'm petty like that. But that's me. I'm petty like that.
You like Gil said, you go take the batteries out the fire.
I'm petty fire like alarm. That. I'm petty like that.
I'm not petty like that. But if somebody did do that to me, I'd be like, okay. And then I would just be really more calm when they get more upset. And
yep.
Wow. You're really mad. Well, I'm going to go to my house because you're mad.
You see, that's the thing. You actually respond. You tell me, shut up. I'm going to do as you say.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not freaking 12.
I'm 5. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn sit there and pout. Right. I'm 5.
Yanni, what's wrong? Nothing. You told me to shut up.
That's you told me to shut up, so I'm just going to do what you ask.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at me because I'm doing what you asked me to do.
You get mad when I don't do what you want me to do. Then when I do what you want me to do, you get mad. You pulling a Zach. That's your inner Zach coming out.
Hey, I'm not pulling the Michaela turning shit over, though.
Well, true. She was flipping. I don't understand that anger where you got to like flip chairs and try to all this stuff.
I'm going to tell you where that came from. Honestly, I didn't understand it before. I watched it after. Now, I'm not saying it's justified, but I'm going to tell you what happened. She felt it was everybody against her. Now, Bao was like, hey, come on, you know, calm, chill, let's not do that. But especially when Ryan's like, yeah, we were fine. We had him calm down until you came out here. And she was like, listen here, mother. He was a goddamn motherfucking lie. And she was done. And so when she went through, I think, and seeing that interaction and realize everybody just kind of, nobody was on her side, and that's the way she felt. Now, granted, she did overreact, so she really just needed to take a chill pill. But instead, she goes and turns everything. Hurricane Michaela is a Category 5 and rips the house apart, throws a wine glass, which they didn't show, breaking that and all this other stuff.
Well, that's just behavior I'd expect from, you know, watching, you know, back in what's the Real World back in the day where you got some people who are 19, 20. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be a mature adult. And I hope that after the show, she gets whatever counseling she needs and, you know, she can move on. But that stuff's crazy, but let's not ignore the white elephant in the room. Mm. Or should I say, the white elephant that was peeking through the door, staring at Zach's ass before he walked out. She's just standing there just like, Michaela, I mean, I don't know why you're so upset. Look at that. I sure would. And then, yeah, I mean, it was, now when you look at, you know, what we found out, it's kind of gangster.
Yeah.
Because she's sitting there just wiping her tears, like, I'm going to take your man. Don't you worry about it. You got 2 more weeks and I got this.
Well, what Zach wants is what Bao is going to give, which is that understanding and that whole part of, girl, you just got to, you know, well, at least he's still here trying. So that part of it is what Zach wants, right? And that's what that's why you can see Zach and Bao actually making it in some form of it, right? I think it almost goes back to what people were saying in the beginning on Twitter when they're like, oh, Zach doesn't date black women. I'm like, how you get that just from he didn't want to deal with this woman who just keeps flipping out all the time, right? So they're going to go on that whole sense. I'm not going to go that route. I'm just going to go with, this is what he wants. He wanted a calm relationship. Somebody who has some goddamn common sense to talk through something and be fine. And we've realized and we've noticed that Bao is that. However, he's got to realize that Bao is no pushover. Okay. And so if he pulls the shit with Bao that he did with Michaela, she's going to flip on him at some point. Just not the way Michaela did.
Well, I think Bao could have a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And that's what Zach is wanting. Even if he's wrong or he did something that bothered you, it's a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not like you get emotional and get all flipped out where he has to walk on eggshells around you. I don't think he'll have that. So I think Zach's still going to be Zach, but I do think they're probably a better match when you think of it from that standpoint. I just still think it's just kind of a gangster move. But apparently this happens all the time on this show, right? That people swap?
No, not all the time. I know Australia happened before, but it hasn't really happened that much on the American side of it. But I have a question for you when it comes to Bao and Zach, though. Who's going to turn who up? Because now that you know what you know about Bao, who is going to turn who up?
Maybe we'll find out. Zach might have to get used to a little bit of pegging. Something.
Well, it's funny because here we are just a week or two ago, we were saying that Michaela is going to be, she's grown and she's going to be great for the next person she dates because it won't be Zach. And we said that knowing that we hadn't seen that category 5 yet, but knew it was coming. And we said that. And it almost feels like after watching that, we're both going, yeah, she's still got some more work to do.
Yeah, I wonder, how do you go back to the group? Like, hey, guys, so last week at the ranch, my bad.
You come in like Tom Hanks. that meme everybody posts.
She come in like Debo, like Friday. Who else wants some of Debo? Look, Ryan, you next.
Oh yeah, Ryan was not here for her antics. Ryan was on the verge of saying some things that he would have definitely regretted and had people all in his inbox and his DMs. So there are less than 2 weeks left till decision day, which means we've got probably one more week and then decision day. So it sounds like at least 2 more weeks before we get to decision day to find out who's left. And then, of course, the reunion. So we probably got about 3 more weeks of this. Please, you feeling better?
3 more weeks. No, it's still stupid. It's still stupid. It's entertaining to make fun of and interact with people in the show here, mm-hmm. that listen in and comment on YouTube. That's funny. And to hear some of the other people's opinions. But I'm just watching this. I'm like, this is just so stupid that people sign up for this crap. But and the fact that so many people like religiously watch it. When you said season 13, I'm like, I never heard of season 1 of this show.
You know what we need to do too? We need to go back and look at the very beginning. We made our predictions, see where we are in our predictions. And so next week we'll do that. Okay. We'll figure out our predictions from the beginning of the season to where we are now. Do they still stand? We know some of them have already changed, and how we looked, and then we'll figure out where we are, in 2 weeks when we get to decision day. Hey, remember, we drop regular episodes of our podcast, Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Mondays. The audio episodes are Mondays. Tuesdays, we drop the video on YouTube. And on Wednesdays, at least 2 to 3 more weeks, we'll be doing these Married at First Sight Season 13 recaps. And when Gil and Merla decide to stay together, then we'll see you next season for Season 14, San Diego.
It's not going to happen.
Your prayer warriors are not strong enough.
God don't want it.
God said,
he told me.
Let's run that back one more time.
I got an email. I got an email. He told me he doesn't.
On that note, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit, or comment on the episode. Tell us what you think.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.